from the Miss America organization, she plans to pursue her master's in school administration in the near future. She's an advocate for arts education through her initiative, Americans for the Arts, Advocate, Educate, Invest. Every year, arts programs are the first to get cut during economic declines, and her initiative focuses on the preservation of arts education as a critical need for youth and a well-rounded education. Also, I'd like to let the body know that she is the granddaughter of former State Senator Maggie Tinsman. So welcome to Emily. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Woodbury, Senator Carlin, seek the floor?
For announcement.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today is Veterans Day at the Capitol, and our members from around the state with the American Legion posts and other veterans organizations are going to be in the rotunda today at a 10 a.m. program. They have asked that you seek them out to give them an opportunity to speak with you. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Warren, Senator Garrett, seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement, Mr. President?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, today our friend Angela and about 140 other Iowans will head off for Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. March for Life, sponsored by Iowans for Life, is an annual event to mark the devastating court ruling Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion in our country for all 9 months of pregnancy. Iowans for Life will be leaving from a variety of locations across the state today, including Marshalltown, Des Moines, Iowa City, Coralville, and Walcott, which I think you know is near Davenport. And I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention. It's an annual event, and really appreciate that many Iowans can make the trip. Thank you.
What purpose does the Senator from Delaware, Senator Zumbaugh, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
This is going to be very, very brief, but it probably holds the most value that you're going to receive today. So that's why I want to keep it brief so you remember. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is going to have a legislative reception today over at the Community Choice Credit Union from 4 till 6. And they will have two options, everything wrapped in bacon and bacon wrapped in everything to lure you in. So please come over to the Community Choice Credit Union from 4 to 6 to chat with the Iowa Pork Producers Association. Thank you.
For what purpose does the Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an announcement this morning?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, today the Iowa Bicycle Coalition invites you to come and meet the bicyclists today from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in room 116. The Iowa Bicycle Coalition works to make Iowa bicycling safe, accessible, and enjoyable for all. You get an opportunity to hear from bicyclists on Iowa Bicycle Coalition legislative priorities, and they do have some delicious pie. And as an avid cyclist, I'd ask you to go down and talk to them. I'm sure you'll hear stories about how dangerous some of the cell phone issues are in Iowa for cyclists and the increasing deaths that have occurred. And as a longtime cyclist, I also know we have a great benefit by cycling for exercise and keeping health care costs down. So there's much to learn from the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, and I hope I see you all there. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the Senator from Crawford, Senator Schultz, seek the floor?
For an announcement, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Mr. President. The State Police Officers Council, SPOC, is hosting their annual reception this evening down at the Orrin Pape Building, the DPS headquarters right down the hill, from 5 until 7. There will be food and drinks and opportunities to engage with officers from each of the branches of state law enforcement. that are represented by SPOC. That would be the troopers, special agents, fire inspectors, conservation officers, and park rangers. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Mr. President, am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
You know, last year we did the children's mental health bill, and I thank all of you for supporting that. Tomorrow morning, Orchard Place, which is a child welfare agency here in town, will have a legislative breakfast, and that's from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, first floor Capitol Rotunda. I think it's a good opportunity for many of us to ask Orchard Place where we think the children's mental health system will go this year, if we'll have a bill or a piece of legislation, or where the gap services are needed. And Ann Starr, their CEO, is an excellent CEO and president of that nonprofit, and she is very learned about the children's mental health system. So I hope that you can meet them 7:30 to 9 o'clock for a legislative breakfast with Orchard Place.
There being no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus at noon in room 22. At this time, I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, January 23rd at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, January 23rd at 9 o'clock a.m.
Democratic caucus immediately in room 24.